With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Pentagon is not aware of any Iranian deaths in the recent U.S. military strikes. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Air Force Major General Patrick Ryder told reporters that initial indications were that the strikes against dozens of targets linked to Iran-supported militias did not kill any Iranians. But he said other casualties were likely without giving details. On Friday, the Pentagon carried out a wave of airstrikes in Iraq and Syria in retaliation for the drone attack on American personnel that killed three U.S. soldiers. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, facing a mountain of criticism from conservatives, Senate Republicans resisting advancing on a bipartisan plan intended to clamp down on border crossings, signaling a likely defeat in Congress that would leave leaders with no clear path to approve wartime aid for Ukraine and Israel.
It's one of the most hard-fought provisions in the bipartisan border security package, and one that Democrats had to be persuaded to include. Now it's the central line of attack from many Republicans, with some now claiming it would encourage even more border crossings. Former President Donald Trump opposes the bill. President Joe Biden says he would use it to shut down the border. At issue is a provision that would grant the Homeland Security Secretary emergency authority to prohibit entry for most individuals if an average of more than 4,000 people per day try to enter the country unlawfully over the course of a week. The authority would be mandatory if the numbers were higher. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More and more Americans running up their credit card balance and increasing numbers falling way behind on debts. It's the latest sign that while the economy is somewhat healthy, the last 2 years of inflation have sapped much of the savings for literally millions of people. This is SRN News. A Southern Baptist agency issuing its marching orders.
The Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission has released its 2024 public policy agenda, and abortion is at the top of the list. The ERLC will fight to preserve the Hyde Amendment and limit the widespread distribution of abortion drugs. It also plans to lobby for the defeat of the Equality Act, which would amend the 1964 Civil Rights Act to include sexual orientation and so-called gender identity. The commission also wants to curb artificial intelligence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kentucky House has passed a bill instructing public schools to set aside time for a moment of silence at the start of each school day. Measure easily cleared the House, now moves to the Senate. The moment of silence would last 1 or 2 minutes at the start of each day in public schools. Students would decide how to use that time, and the school personnel would be prohibited from instructing them. This is SRN News. Parisians have voted to muscle SUVs off the French capital streets by making them much more expensive to park. Here's correspondent Jeremy House with that story.
It's the latest leg in a drive by socialist Mayor Anne Hidalgo to make the host city for this year's Olympic Games greener and friendlier for pedestrians and cyclists. The official results from Sunday's ballot show that more than 54% of the votes supported the measure to triple parking fees for large SUV drivers from out of town to $19.50 per hour in the city center. Paris City Hall says just under 6% of the 1.3 million eligible voters cast ballots at the 39 voting stations set up around the city. Jeremy House reporting.
Losses on Wall Street Monday. The Dow fell more than 270 points. More details at SRNNews.com.